Thank you for our 110th Prerna Festival, and as you see, the topic is 9 Spiritual Laws of Success. And we have with us today His Grace Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu is a well-known devotee in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, needs no much of introduction. But for my purification and also for those who have come new, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu has been in touch with ISKCON Society since 1997, when Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu was studying in SPC College, the famous Sardar Patel College of Engineering. He was doing his mechanical engineering, and he came in touch with one of his friends who is also part of ISKCON Society, Ram Govind Prabhu. Both of them became devotees under the able guidance and leadership of Paramahansa Prabhu. And when he was in Sardar Patel completing his mechanical engineering, he got involved not only studying Bhagavad Gita but also helping others, his colleagues, his students, in preaching of the Bhagavad Gita. So they had a program going on in the hostels at SPC College. And Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu hails from Thane. He had his house is in Thane, parents stay there. And they began a program in Thane. So today, Thane, we have a thriving congregation and a good youth congregation. The youth program is going on. And the founder of Thane, we can say in one word, was Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu and his friend Ram Govind Prabhu. They were the one who began the Thane project, and now it's thriving. So now we have with us again here Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. One of the amazing thing of Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu is that he is involved in many projects and all different varieties. To name a few, let's take youth preaching, college preaching. So we had Mr. Somaya, who is the director of Somaya College of Education, and he was ready to offer the entire campus for us to do preaching on Bhagavad Gita, to help students inculcate the values of Bhagavad Gita. But it was a big campus, and it was very difficult to go in the campus and meet the requirements. But Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu took the challenge, and now he went inside, and we can see for the last so many years he is doing wonderful preaching programs in Somaya campus and in MBA college, in engineering college, and so on and so forth. So many programs. In fact, in Somaya, the entire teacher staff and even the principals know Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu and ISKCON. So that was the one facet of him, his college preaching. He began with that as his service in ISKCON here, but he developed into it more. He began with college preaching, entered into corporate preaching, and then we have a wonderful base near Somaya College, the Bilwavan base, one of the very big bases we have in Bombay. Around 30 to 25 students are staying in the base. Apart from base, then Krishna Chaitanya went ahead into starting a very wonderful program, the congregation program around Ghatkopar area. And then he got the beautiful deities of Jagannath, and whatever is happening in Jagannath Puri, almost all the veshas, the beautiful costumes which Jagannath ji wears, we can see that many of the costumes he got, and they are beautiful festivals in Jagannath, in their base for Jagannath. And every year they have a Jagannath Rath Yatra in Ghatkopar, which is a very popular festival. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj every year makes it a point to attend this festival and give a lecture. It is the second best Rath Yatra in our Bombay from our congregation. The first is Dadar and second is Ghatkopar Rath Yatra. And single-handedly, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu with his beautiful, wonderful team of congregation devotees go ahead and arrange this program. So with all these things going on, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu has now ventured into a new project, which is called as the project of farm. He has become an environmentalist also now, and he has got a beautiful, wonderful project going on in Karjat, that's in Bhupuri Road. Recently, I got a chance to go to his project at farm, and I saw a new facet of Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. I saw him growing bhindi, growing gawar, growing chauli, and all the sabjis. So it's amazing that wonderful a devotee can do so much for Prabhupada's mission. So very happy that we're going to get something special to know from this. It's a new topic which I never heard about, 9 spiritual laws of success. So, without taking much of your time and keeping myself between you and the speaker, so let us welcome His Grace Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu for our Prerna Festival, loudly chanting 3 times, Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Krishna.
So, Bandipur has already exaggerated too much. So please don't expect too much on the presentation. Disclaimer. That your hopes may be minimized in case you are feeling too much excited. But I'll try my best to do justice to this topic. I'd like to really thank all of you, all the students, all the youngsters, all the professionals who come here on a Saturday evening to spend the night here, practically, the evening here with all of us in the presence of the beautiful, the presence of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath and his wonderful devotees. And today's topic is nine laws. As we said, nine spiritual laws. Generally we hear about laws. There are so many amendments taking place in the law of the governance of the country. So the very fact that there is the law which has impartiality, the bind of impartiality. But in spiritual life everything is very clear. Everything is pristine, clear. No ambiguity, no revisions. And therefore spiritual laws are universal. They are not subject to change. And therefore we discuss spiritual laws of success. Because we want success which will not change with the passing of time and situations, similarly if we want to have a success which will not change, then we want to have laws also which won't change. And therefore these are universal laws. If we follow those laws, we will definitely attain success, and if we fail to follow them, we will face defeat. So, this is a very nice quote from Albert Einstein. He's to say this, try not to become a man of success, but rather try to become a man of value. Why? Because success will be there today or will not be there tomorrow. But values will be always there, and these values will make sure that you will keep facing success all the time. So we are discussing this topic on terms of values, in terms of knowledge, in terms of wisdom. So therefore most of the time people think success means many things, right? What is success in eyes of all of us? We heard so many success books, success strategies, 7 steps, 10 steps, 9 steps, 12 steps, 15 steps. These are 9. Okay, yes, someone had to say something. Huh? Satisfaction. Have you attained it? Not yet. Looking for it. Looking for success. Right, yes. Looking for it. Money. Yeah, yeah, everywhere money. Position is not important, but money is more important than position, because money defines position. If you have position and if you have no money, then there is no value to that position in this world. You get promotion, you get position, but no increment. And therefore there is no value for that promotion. Many times people wait for promotion, because they will wait for 6 promotions, 5 promotions, then they will get increment. We had one of our students who was in a bank, and he waited in a one bank to just stay for 5 years of torture. Every year was a torture. Every day was a torture. He said, I'm just going to go through it because I will become branch manager in this much time. Yeah, it's a struggle. And therefore, even to get money is difficult. To maintain money is absolutely impossible. So, we will discuss this. There is one thing that is happening in this due course of the society defining success. What is happening is that there are many ideas and there are many philosophies viewed around success. And these, when repeated and made as a norm in the society, they become the standard. They become the standard because it is simply floated around as a possibility of success. And therefore, His Holiness Devamisa Swami Maharaj had just come once and he had given a talk in the Somaya Engineering College, and he was explaining very nicely. I'm going to share a part of this presentation from his talk, and most from a complete holistic perspective. We are not going to talk here of individual success, the first thing. And as we are going to discuss over a period of time, in times today, very relevant to all of us. Even if you build a mansion, a palais, a palace of success, it might be swept away by the tide of flood, or by the winds of change, or by the burst, or by the wrath of a quake. Our success is not having foundations on a infallible base foundation. It's not founded on a very strong foundation. It's founded on nature. It's founded on our surroundings, our environment, our ecology. And therefore, we are going to discuss success in terms of these parameters also. So, he was describing that there are some things which stop us from getting the real success. And these are called as myths. Myth means of a fact which is misrepresented as false. It's called a myth. Myth, mythology. This term was described by the British to describe our Vedas as mythology. As we say as mythology. Right? Indians not speak English properly. So they say mythology. So anyways, it is a myth. And he's saying that there are four basic myths which people are chained to have their thought process lined up. The first myth is that money brings happiness. The second myth is technology brings prosperity. More the gadgets, you can just lie down peacefully and just look at them and count them, right? And this is what happens when the technology comes. When you get a machine, you need to fill it with applications, app. So this guy is saying, I got a new iPad and I need an app. I need to explore this, I need to explore this, I need to get tuned into these things. And after some time, he has got so many apps. And then he has a problem taking a nap. Because he is clicking from one app to another and he doesn't find time to explore all the apps, how they work, how it is configured. Then updates will come. And that's how life is simply becoming sleepless. Sleepless nights holding the app or the phone or the tablet. And therefore we think that in order to guard all of this, we need weapons. If there are weapons, then there will be security. And this is the third myth, that if we have weapons, we are all safe and secure. And finally, we think Earth has unlimited resources. We can simply extract, exploit, and consume. And no one knows where this consumption goes. Goes as trash. So much of trash that is going on the needs of so many consumers. And therefore, he said that this is the condition of the world today. And probably because people are so absorbed in these four myths, working day and night hard, struggling to live out these four myths, people hardly find time to start thinking. And therefore, when people are not thinking, then they are very easily manipulated by their desires. Their desires become the source of manipulation for those who know the weakness of these people who are non-thinking people. And therefore, this is the biggest challenge. And therefore here we find here this disparity is so much inequality is there. There's a very nice thing that we'll discuss is that the solutions to all of this, there's extravagance on one side and there's extreme poverty and suffering on the other side. And probably while living in this extreme extravagance, we fail to see this stark contrast. How can a society be peaceful and happy when there are these two extremes in one society? Right? And therefore, this is a planet of cooperation and planet of sustenance or sustainability. The very fact that these extremes have come up means there is a disease in the body of the society. You find that if your body has extreme temperature, extreme heat, then what you have? Fever. And if it's extreme cold, still there is some problem. There is something malfunctioning in the body. So here there is extreme heat, temperature of extravagance, and there is extreme cold of poverty, inequality. So this, in summarize, we just summarizing the introduction. And these are the four myths: that money brings happiness, technology brings prosperity, weapons bring security, and earth has unlimited resources for us to exploit. So going further, how do we combat this? How do we empower ourselves to rise above all these limitations or these impositions on us? When can we start thinking? When we have started thinking, we have started to become free. And therefore, what makes us free is our character. And therefore, character is what is described here as various laws. We are going to describe today, hopefully, in the time that we are faced with, these laws, and we'll discuss them briefly in detail as time permits. I'm going to describe this one by one, but these are the various laws which define our character. These are some laws which define our character. We need many of them more, but at least these 9 for the time being. Right? Even this will be too much for us to digest. So therefore we have appetizer as kokam, and then digestive as prasad, so that you can digest this philosophy properly. Therefore, ISKCON program means first there is some kirtan, relax, soothing, between philosophy. Heavy ho gaya, then prasad mein you can release it. Extra ho gaya, prasad mein nikal gaya. So therefore, no problem. Don't worry if you don't get more than 10% of this presentation. Why? Because we are living in the four myths. Very difficult to come out of it. We are entrenched in these four myths for a long time. Because we are educated in the beginning of our life with these four myths. And therefore, there is no possibility that overnight we will make a transformation. But character is something that is built over a generation. So even if you may develop it at the end of your life, you might be wise enough to give it to your next generation. But if you don't cultivate it right now, there is nothing left for the next generation. And therefore what is going to remain is extreme poverty of character. That is more dangerous. And therefore, is not the illiterate and the poor people that are causing problems in this world. The rich, the famous, the wealthy, the influential people, the most educated people on this planet Earth have created the greatest problems. And therefore, what is education without character does not bring good judgment in life. And therefore, with good education, not the education that we are talking about, with good education, we need good character. And therefore, we'll discuss this one by one. In fact, it's so happening that there was a person who was like a software engineer, and we were discussing about character, and put up this this person was a software engineer, and he was too much frustrated with the office environment, and therefore he was working as a freelancer, right? And he was working as a freelancer in a very rural setting. He had his laptop, he had his battery backups, and he was designing software programs on a Pentium machine, right? I hope you know what is Pentium. Are you sure? Is this the age of Pentiums, or is this the age of tablets, capsules, and pills? So we're talking about a computer. In a generation after, people will discuss about what was a computer, right? And because technology is increasing rapidly, day by day, everything is going so fast behind. So he was working on his Pentium machine, and suddenly his Pentium laptop, as he was working on his table, it just the table tumbled and the machine just tumbled and just went off in the river beside. And he remembered there was a story of woodcutter and the axe. How many of you heard that story? Raise your hands. Those who have not heard, please hear from your neighbor afterwards. So many stories to tell. This is the beginning. And then he was saying that, okay, I have to pray to goddess, the river goddess. So then she will give me something more. First she will bring the golden axe. Then she will bring the silver and then my original iron axe. So he's thinking, at least I will get some advanced versions of my laptop. I might get i7 first. Then I might get i5. And then I may get my Pentium. So I will say that, no, I don't want actually, but I will get everything. So then he was praying, he prayed for 1 month and goddess did not appear. He said, this is Kali Yuga. Even goddesses are taking time to respond. And so, after 1 month, goddess appeared and said, wow, now it's my time. So what has she brought? So she brought a matchstick, matchbox. Said, is this yours? He said, this is not mine. I lost my Pentium. Quite a big machine. He said, okay, fine. Then she went back and she brought a little bigger box. Little big in this size. He said, is this box yours? He said, no, this is not mine. Mine was a big machine. And then she finally brings his Pentium. He said, this is my machine. He said, okay. But he said, I have heard the story that first you bring better options. This is exactly reverse. So then she said, what is the problem? She said, you fool, first I brought trilenium, which was such a small machine. It was like a matchbox. It had the whole functions, better than Pentium. Then I brought a little bigger one, a lesser version. I bought bilenium. And then I brought your Pentium. But because you are so dishonest person that you actually wanted that, but you did not know the technology, therefore I will take everything and I will take it back. He lost everything. Therefore this is the character. Even if you have technology, you may not have the character to support your skills and expertise. So we should not be proud that we know how to operate gadgets. That is not the character of a person. Right? That's just the skill. Even the hammer, the blacksmith has a hammer and he has a skill of hammering. So we may hammer with the codes and the programmings. But the tendency is the same. It's a repetitive endeavor. So therefore, the character is very important here. And the first law is the law of constitution. The law of constitution says a life without a cause is a life without effect. If you have nothing to die for, you have nothing to live for, find out the purpose in your life. Find out who you are. And therefore when we do not understand this whole law, the cosmos, there are two understandings that are lacking in this four myths. A self-awareness and the cosmic awareness. Self-understanding. You have all resources to exploit, but you have not tapped your own potential, which is you, yourself. And therefore, when we have not tapped our potential, this becomes a very very gruesome exercise to discover where is the purpose, where is the fulfillment, where is the happiness. And therefore, this is what one person who had a very small house, a child, a small place, one room in house, had mother-in-law, father, mother, and in-laws also staying together, all of them together in a very small cramped space, and all is fighting. So this person went to a sage and said, I am very much disturbed with all of this. What should I do? And he said, okay, how many animals do you have? In those times, people had also animals. He said, I have one goat, one cow and 6 chickens. He said, shift them in your house, inside, for 1 week. And don't come before 1 week. So 1 week these animals were shifted. He came back to the sage. Sage inquired, how was the experience? He said, terrible stench, dirt, filth, and the cries of these animals, different cries. It was like not a symphony, a cacophony of very disconcerting sounds. He said, okay, now go back home. And he went back home and he said, how was the experience now, the next day? He said, very peaceful. Because these animals are not there. Because earlier we were fighting like animals. Seeing the animals fight, we realize that we have to stop fighting. And therefore we realize that we are not animals. Therefore we should behave like humans. And therefore he said, now you are peaceful. So human being is not a social animal. He is not an animal. Even animals are more social than humans. And sometimes it is said that human being is a rational animal. The current tragedies that are taking place does not indicate that man is rational, especially human beings. And therefore, here it is explained that a life without purpose, and therefore it is here the ants, if you see any grain of sugar falling on the table, on a plate, what happens? Immediately, ants start coming. Therefore, this rasa is also there in the ants. They also like sweets. They also like desserts. Right? In fact, they can eat dessert the whole day. This is like a mountain of dessert for them, ice cream. For this ants, this is Himalaya of ice cream. They can eat as much as they want, unlimited. No seconds, no thirds. Keep eating. As long as you don't feel that is too many have come. So you just pick that up. Suddenly for the ants, the pleasure disappears. Suddenly appears, suddenly disappears. This also happens in the human civilization. Suddenly some pleasure comes. How it comes? By your own karma. And suddenly it disappears by your own karma. But therefore, what is the constant factor? That desire to be happy. And here it is explained that somehow or the other this life, this happiness will never come to those who fail to appreciate what they already have. And what they have is their innate nature, their spiritual spark, which has that innate nature to be eternal, to be blissful and to be happy. And therefore here, life cannot be lived in terms of wandering from distraction to distraction in search of happiness. Unless we can halt at fulfillment, there is no cessation of wandering from one distraction to another distraction. In fact, there was one husband and a wife, a couple. His name was Rajiv. He was talking to his wife. He was on the sofa. He was telling his wife that if ever, they're talking about living and dying, a little philosophical one time, and said, if I ever seem to be dying, don't allow me to die in a vegetative state. Matlab aisa, ye kaam nahi kar raha hai, wo kaam nahi kar raha hai. You are on machines. So, just a small reminder, please turn off your mobiles to silent mode or switch off mode so as to avoid distraction. Right, we're talking about distraction. So, let me talk about it. So here, this person was thinking, let me not become like, coma, unconscious, and then and make sure that I'm not on machines. Put on some machines, ventilator, like you said, on machines, and not on fluids. If you find that, just remove me from all this external support systems. So the wife got up from the sofa. She unplugged the TV cable, the dish antenna, the Xbox, the iPod, all these are machines. Right? And she unplugged all of them, then she went up and she took the bar, closet, where there are drinks. She removed all the fluids also outside, which was supporting him. And said, now you live without this. Then you are not a vegetative state. This is what life has become. We become vegetative. These are our life support machines. Xbox, iPod, if we're not there one day, we lose our identity. Main kaun hu? I have not logged into my Facebook account. Who am I? Who am I? Why am I? Who are my friends? And why am I in this world? Suffering anonymity. I have not checked my latest Facebook update. Who am I? And then we ask these questions in this time and day and age. And therefore we have to come back to our distraction because we are not fulfilled. We travel for fulfillment. Earlier people used to go for pilgrimages, not for entertainment, but for fulfillment, for discovery. Therefore 38% of college students cannot go 10 minutes without checking their email, tablet or smartphone. Please verify if you are within 38%, fortunate ones. Are you amongst those very elite 38% where you cannot now feel that your life is incomplete without update? Therefore, life has become not quality, but has become quantity. And therefore, we are going from one number to another number. The first number that we encounter is our birth certificate. Right? Date of birth. Everywhere we have to answer. Date of birth kya hai aapka? Right? The next important number is school roll call number. Anyone remembers their roll call number? Kya number tha? 7. Right. Chalo, abhi bhi school yaad hai. Naseeb. Phir jiske marks achhe aaye, to pakka apna 10 ka SSC ka marks to janta hi hoga. Jisko nahi aaya, wo sochega ki main bhool raha hu. First class. And someone who has gone further, who has got a job pay slip, he remembers employee code number, M101. Right? The next number we encountered is credit card number. So that you can keep buying, consuming. Then comes your tax. Your regular filing sheet, accounts for the tax for the years. For annual, and then you have to make the whole deductions. Then finally you're in between, some medical figures also come. It's like ECG, EMG, non-invasive cardio, CT scanning, MRI, regular. Again numbers. And your bank account is also a number. And within number, there are so many numbers. And you're looking for more zeros to be added after. Right? And therefore, finally, the number is there. Which says, I have nothing to say. I can't share anything now. And therefore, this has become our life of wandering from one unfulfilled desire to another. Therefore, we will jump for anything that is love in this world. जीवन में कुछ रस नहीं है, कोई मिल जाए जो मुझे समझे तो बात बन जाए. And we're looking for someone, कोई तो है ये दुनिया में जो मुझे समझ में पाए. कोई नहीं समझ रहा है मुझे. Everyone is expecting the same thing from everyone else. And they realize at the end of this relationship that both of them have not understood themselves. What is because of understanding someone else? You can understand someone else when you understood yourself properly. And therefore, love is just a word. These are all words going on. Love on SMS and your WhatsApp. Right? Nowadays, you may just send love messages or receive love messages. Indicative love messages. But doesn't give a meaning unless you understand yourself. If you are not aware of yourself, you can actually not understand. First you have to love yourself. Then you can start loving others. You do not know what love is. You do not know what yourself is. What do you have to love? You have nothing of substance worth experiences what is love. And therefore there is no expression that can be love in this world. And therefore it is the nature of the magnet to attract the iron filings. But when the soul covered with the body and covered with aspirations which are not conducive to one's expression of that, awakening that expression of real love, these iron filings fail to become attracted by the supreme magnet, that is Krishna. Our relationship with God and our relationship with this world remain a mystery, and therefore we are not aware of what our goal of life should be. And therefore, in this basketball match in the West, in USA, what they have is that the opposing team, suppose there are two teams, one in the white and one in the black, the ones in the audience that you see on the other side, on the side of the white, are the fans of the white supporting team, the white in the ones in the white. And what they have is all the placards. What are these called as? These are called destructive placards. They would do anything in this world to distract the opponent, the team that they are cheering for, the opponent team. They will try to create distraction so that the opponents may not score a goal. And therefore this whole world is designed in such a way where the opposing forces of illusion, ignorance are constantly trying to distract us from achieving even the semblance of where the goal is, the goal post is. And therefore here, we are living aimlessly, unfulfilled, lost in this world without a sense of purpose. So therefore we have understood the law of constitution. By nature, the soul is pleasure seeking. It is eternal, full of bliss. It is a part of God. But right now, it has not yet explored oneself and not understood about his awareness and his potential. And therefore, the thing of love, compassion and beauty, all these things are like huge, big, vague words, expressions which are not thoroughly experienced. And therefore here we find that life has cause and effect. We have discussed, if we don't have a purpose to live, we don't have a purpose to die for in life. And therefore, if we live life on principles, then we'll get the proper balance. Therefore we have to go life beyond numbers. We need life of quality, and that is possible when we are sticking away from the distractions which cause our search for lost fulfillment becoming redundant. So here it is explained that power of positive distraction is wanted. We want to be attracted, but instead of being distracted, we have to become attracted. And how this is going to be attracted? When we actually know the source of our existence. And this one person was there who went to his disciple, who went to his master and said, is there anything that I can do to make myself enlightened? And this person said, master said, what can you do? A little as you can make the sun rise. The sun rises, and you can't do anything. So how can you can't do much to get enlightenment. Then what is the value of my spiritual exercises that I am performing? He said, to make sure that you are not asleep when the sun rises. That means when the enlightenment comes, you must understand that this is enlightenment. That is why you are practicing spiritual life. We practice spirituality not because we will get some realization. No, it will come as a matter of practice. So here is explained that we should not only just be in our constitutional position understanding that, rather we should live a life of harmony. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai, Shri Shri Gaurnitai ki jai, Shri Gopal ji ki jai. And harmony, and therefore his harmony is very important. What is harmony? Is one phase of the law whose spiritual expression is love. And therefore, it is one part of the law which expresses the love towards the creation and the creator. And here it is explained very nicely that the law is the Lord in the creation. The Lord is the law in creation. Very difficult to understand both of the statements. You may require to apply your full attention if you are distracted inner mind. Henceforward, things are going to become more and more clear. But you have to understand that these things are clear now. If the things are clear but you are not here, then you will not get anywhere. Therefore, most of the times the problem is that we are not here. We are somewhere else, where we are supposed to be. We are not supposed to be. Right? We are supposed to be here. The mind is supposed to be here. The attention is supposed to be here. And then we can see everything very clearly. The law is in the Lord. The law is the Lord in the creation. The law. If there is a law, there is a lawmaker. And the Lord is the law in the creation, without which the creation will not even budge an inch. Not a single leaf will move without the sanction of the Lord. That is the Lord. That Lord is the law in the creation. They are one and the same. Follow the law and visualize the Lord. Life devoid of law is unworthy of living. Therefore, we can't just become... So one person was asking, where can I find God? He went to his guru. The guru said, he is right in front of you. Darwaja band ho gaya. Abhi kahan hai Bhagwan? Bhagwan nahi hai. Bhagwan so gaye. Bhagwan so gaye? Ki hum so gaye? Hum jage hai ki nahi? Hum jage hai? AC mein bahut achhi neend aati hai. To, usne kaha, to Bhagwan aapke saamne hai. Then he said, why do I fail to see him then? He said, why does a drunkard fail to see his home? Uska ghar aata hai to usko ghar kyun nahi dikhai deta hai? Why? Because he is not in a state of mind. It is said that find out what it makes you drunk. Then you can see when you are sober. So we are intoxicated with the bodily concept of life. I am this body. I am this car. I am this vehicle. How can you see beyond this body then? You can see at the most matter. Panch Mahabhut. If you think that you are this body, you can only see earth, water, fire, air, ether. At the most. But to see God, you need a higher dimension. A higher consciousness. Which you are. But you do not realize it. Because you are not awakened to that consciousness. Why? Because you are drunk. If ye utregi jara si, to dhire dhire pata chalega ki haan gali mein aa chuka main apna. Ye meri gali hai, hamare ghar ki gali hai. Lekin ghar kidhar hai abhi tak samajh mein nahi aa raha kyunki abhi tak chadi hai. To aur thodi utarne ke baad pata chalta hai ki haan ye hamara mohalla aa chuka hai. Ye hamare aas paas mein kahin to hamare padosi rehte hain. To kabhi kabhi galti se wo padosi ke paas aap tak tak kar sakte hain. To bolenge are tum idhar kaise aa gaya aaj? Nahi nahi aaj थोड़ा सा टाइम लगे बैठो और बैठने के बाद उसको थोड़ी उतरती है तो बाहर जाता है तो पता है हाँ इधर से रास्ता मेरा घर इधर जा रहा है. एवरी डे वी हैव टू वेयर डाउन आवर इंटॉक्सिकेशन. हाउ? बाय एक्चुअली बिकमिंग अवेयर ऑफ अवर सेल्व्स, द क्रिएशन एंड द क्रिएटर. दैट लव, दैट लॉ इज द बिगनिंग ऑफ लव. वन पर्सन सेज, ओ इनविजिबल हैंड प्लीज टेल अस व्हाट टू डू. दूसरा पूछता है, इज ही एक्चुअली देयर? Whom are you talking to? And therefore, most other times we are not convinced whether there is God or not. And therefore, this is not a very easy topic to explain. This theoretically Indians know, but practically, sab log majority mein hai, to hum sabke saath hai. Kal agar majority udhar chali gayi, to hum bhi udhar chale jayenge. Wherever majority, India mein no one raise hands against the current. If majority are saying this, okay, mera bhi hath unke saath. And therefore, this is how we follow the herd mentality. We don't follow the reality, we follow the herd mentality. Once, Narad Muni, this Srila Prabhupada explains this nice story, very beautiful story. Narad Muni going to a cobbler. This cobbler was sitting under a tree, mending shoes. And he asked that, are you going to Vaikuntha? He said, I am going to Vaikuntha. Please ask, when will I come back to Vaikuntha? So Narad Muni said, fine, I will explain, I will ask and I will let you know. Again he went to a Brahman who was studying scriptures and he said, please, if you are going to Vaikuntha, please let me know then when I am reaching Vaikuntha. And then Naradmuni came back after Vaikuntha and he said to the Lord, "My dear Lord, these are your two dear devotees. They have asked from you, when will they come back?" So tell them, when they will ask this question, what my Lord was doing, tell them I was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. Ek hathi ko main sui ke nok se andar, I was threading into it. Andar se jaise dhaga dalte hai, वैसे एलिफेंट को अंदर से डाल के उसको धागा बना रहा था मैं, उसके पूछ को धागा लगा के। तो बोले कि अरे ऐसा कैसा बता रहे, आप बता के बस मुझे बताओ व्हाट हैपेंस व्हेन यू गो देयर। सो ही वेंट ही टोल्ड द ब्राह्मण, ओ यू आर कमिंग फ्रॉम वैकुंठ, व्हाट इज द न्यूज, व्हाट वाज माय लॉर्ड डूइंग। सो माय लॉर्ड वाज थ्रेडिंग एन एलिफेंट थ्रू एन आई ऑफ अ नीडल। सेड ये क्या, इतने भगवान वहां पे अलग अलग लीला सुनाई भगवान की, ये लीला तो अभी तक सुनी नहीं कहीं पे, ये कौन से भागवत में है। तुम वैकुंठ नहीं गया था शायद, आप वैकुंठ में नहीं गए थे, आप कहीं दूसरे घूम फिर के आए इसलिए आप सत्य नहीं बोल रहे। देन ही केम बैक एंड देन ही सेड, वेंट टू द कॉबलर, द कॉबलर सेड, ओ माई लॉर्ड व्हाट वॉज ही डूइंग, माई लॉर्ड वॉज थ्रेडिंग एन एलिफेंट थ्रू एन आई ऑफ अ नीडल, अमेजिंग, दैट वॉज ऑल, माई लॉर्ड इज डूइंग सो वंडरफुल थिंग्स हियर, why can't he do extraordinary things up there? Just like this tree which I am sitting under is coming from a small banyan seed. It is becoming a huge tree. A whole tree is within the seed, and within the tree there are so many seeds which contain more future banyan trees. So if he can put a whole banyan tree within the seed, can't he put an elephant through the eye of a needle? Ye to bahut choti baat hai. And therefore, the cobbler was telling a reality bigger than the picture that is explained here. Science will tell you how laws operate. Science will tell you how a mechanism takes place. They will do research. They will do breakdown analysis. But they cannot give the experience and the significance of why it is happening. They can explain a law, but they cannot explain why that law. Because why ka question means, there is a divine personality. They cannot accept within their faculties of a limited sense perceptions and a limited mental faculties to understand a divine personality. And therefore, there is a straight denial. Therefore, they will go in the research, just like a musician will compose very nice music. And if you ask that musician, ye kaun sa bajaya, kaun sa sa ras, सारे गामा कैसे बजाया, सा पा धी धानी सा कैसे बजाया, तो वो अब सीख जाएंगे वो। बट टू अप्रिशिएट द म्यूजिक यू नीड टेस्ट, सुनने के लिए कान में, हाँ ये ताल बजा, ये म्यूजिक आया, कैसे आपका कान में एफएम रेडियो जाते तो सब लोग ऐसा ऐसा हो जाते हैं। आप उसका एनालिसिस करो, एफएम रेडियो कैसे चल रहा है, कौन सा ड्रम था इसमें, कौन सा पियानो था, या फिर कौन सा इसमें अलग अलग इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स बजे, यू कैन मेक एनालिसिस। बट टू फील द एस्थेटिकनेस ऑफ दैट साउंड यू नीड अप्रिसिएशन, एंड दैट एस्थेटिक नेचर ऑफ साउंड इज हार्मनी, दैट हार्मनी इज क्रिएटेड बाय गॉड। द स्वर्स वॉज क्रिएटेड बाय गॉड, नारद मुनि फर्स्ट इंट्रोड्यूस देम द स्वर्स। एंड देयरफॉर साइंस विल नॉट एक्सप्लेन यू मोर देन हाउ, but spirituality will explain you why. And therefore, we are here to understand why. When we understand why, then we understand what. And then we can understand how it is to be done. Why, what and how. In this world, people just say why, sorry, and just they discuss what and how. So here it is explained, even Newton, he explained that most beautiful system, the universe, could only proceed from the dominion of an intelligent and powerful being. Therefore, there is a composer, there is a creator, there is an observer, there is a lawmaker, and that is God. That is undeniable fact. So here it is explained that we need this understanding very clear. And this is what happened in Kurukshetra. That when Krishna is talking to Arjun, he is in the middle of the two armies and he has a choice of person sacrifice versus a global conquest, a victory. A victory was impending. At one time there was duty, and the other side there was sacrifice. What to perform? He was wanting to sacrifice his duty. Two in one. One side was duty, one side was sacrifice. He said, okay, I'll combine both of them. Sacrifice of duty. Krishna, you only fight. You're all knowing, you know everything, you know what is the conclusion. You fight for me. Therefore, this war is our responsibility. We are in Kurukshetra, we are this material world, this material universe is our responsibility because we are here by choice. And therefore the two armies, one is personal comfort and the other is the great environmental crisis that is about impending on humanity. We are actually dedicating this today's Prerna Festival to the victims of that great disaster. It is not a national tragedy. It is a global disaster. And these will frequently occur if we are not going to change the tide and the course of humanity, the thought process, liberating ourselves from the myths that are really grappling and choking the human mind. And therefore, this is not just a news that we just see. If we happen to be there, you will be struck. You can actually not survive even a moment seeing that kind of situations that have happened there. So therefore, we are not going to be in denial. The first reaction for humanity is to deny a reality. Arey chodo na, abhi let's discuss cricket. Chalo kam se kam India jeet to gaya. Bhale yahan pe ek balance ho gaya. Ek disaster ho gaya to, lekin ek victory bhi mil gaya balance mein. This is what the media wants to project. That you will be happy if we have some counterbalance, which you prefer. But we want to dedicate not just to the victims, but the victims of faithlessness. People will lose faith. Why? Because their faith was that God will make everything very nice. Same thing what Arjun was expecting from Krishna. Krishna is here with me. He should make everything nice for me. Why should I fight? Why should I undergo this dilemma? And therefore here it is explained that this choice we will have to make at the risk of personal sacrifice or at the cost of environmental disaster. This was not a national tragedy, it was a global disaster. We are not made aware by the media the kind of tragedy that has taken place. Thousands of people are missing. What to speak of, how many people have been yet discovered. Therefore, it is explained that human beings, they can change nature. A historian was visiting and he was discussing that do not our efforts change the course of human history? He said, yes, they do. And have not our human labors changed the earth? He said, no, they certainly have. But you say that human efforts are not so much consequential. They are not that much important. He said, why? Because even when the wind subsides, the leaves will still fall by nature's law. You don't require the winds to blow so that leaves may fall. The nature will follow its own course. But human beings may intervene nature and destroy themselves and destroy nature. This has been history of civilization. This was Chernobyl. You know the first nuclear disaster that took place on the face of the earth was in Russia, the USSR. And that time so many people were killed and so many people are still maimed by the radiation leak. But then 25 years later that place was sealed off from any human activity. Human beings were not allowed inside that zone for the risk of radiation. And 19 years later, that whole area has become so green. There are so many insects, there are so many birds, there are so many biodiversity in that whole place that whole habitat has become a forest, a jungle of great value. Why? Because human beings were not allowed inside. This whole world was a forest. Birds are decreasing because of radiation towers, our mobile phones. When the birds decrease, There is no pollination, there is no facility for providing the nature's interactional flow. You stop the nature. And what happens is that the nature subsides, recedes from humanity. Humanity is a subset of nature. It is not the exploiter of nature. It is a servant of nature. Therefore, harmony makes small things grow and lack of it makes great things decay. And therefore, we must know this well and nicely. One camel was asking, a baby camel was asking his mother camel, "My dear mother, why do we have this hump which is so big?" He said, "My dear baby, we have this hump because in desert we need to store water in our body for a long time. So therefore this is the facility to store water so that we can maintain the water supply. We can take inhaling this water. These are the places to store water." I said, "Very nice, but why do we have so many so tall legs? Why are we so heighted?" He said, "Because these are very good facilities to walk in the desert with rounded legs." I said, "But why do we have this very long eyelashes? They just interfere my vision." He said, "Because in the desert there are so many sandstorms, therefore they help you protect from the sandstorms." He said, "But then I have to ask a question, why are we in the zoo? If this is all meant for being in the desert, idhar kya kar rahe hum? Ye sab desert ke liye banaya hai, fir hum log idhar kyun ghoom rahe hain itna height pe? Yahan pe to normal zameen hai, yahan pe koi sandstorm nahi, yahan pe pani samne rakha hai." The most important thing is to not stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. Athato brahma jigyasa. The day you stop inquiring, you are dead. And actually, unfortunately, we are living amongst dead beings. Imagine we discover one day that ye jo chalne phirte wale log hai, ye sab mare hue log hai. Aur ye mare hue log hamare liye choice bana rahe ki hum kya karne chahiye. To aap bahut depressed ho jaoge. But that is not the solution. That is not the problem discovery. The discovery of the problem should lead us to the inquiry into the solution. And therefore, this is explained that the goal of life is to make your heartbeat match the beat of the universe. To match your nature with nature. Because you are the part of nature which is the energy of God, energy of Krishna. Maya dakshina prakriti suyate sa characharam. Hetu nanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. I just came a great quote. And therefore we are living in a world of isolation. My grandfather used to say that once in their life we need a doctor. Kyunki wo zamane mein wo log jo rehte the, wo log aisa jeete the. Once in a life they need a doctor. Once in a life you need a lawyer. Once in a life they need a policeman and a preacher. But every day three times you need a farmer. And we don't see farmers. Everyone is leaving their farms to come to the cities. And who is farming? No one. Right? So what will you eat? Bites. You have to bite the bites. KB. Aaj MB khaya. Aaj kaisa tha? Aaj MB sauce ke saath khaya. Kal GB lunga main. Uske baad TB. So that will become our diet. Right? And if you have this diet, we will not live for long. You will die soon. Therefore, in summary, we discuss harmony. And these are seven principles of human ecology. First is forest splendor. If we don't have a forest, we are not surviving. We are not going to survive for long. Therefore, one of Vaibhav was the forest. And in forest, we can evoke principles of spirituality very easily. A conducive nature to understand our nature within that big nature. That creates a culture of humanity. And with the culture of humanity brings the heritage of responsibility. What is the heritage? To pass on this legacy of balance, harmony. And when these heritage are imbued with cultures, values and spirituality, they become tirthas. They become places where values are restored and the values are being propagated from that place. And when such pilgrimage people go, they bring out human welfare to the society. And when such six principles are followed, the human ecology, the heart, the ecology of the ecology of the nature, the ecology of the society, and the ecology of the heart. All are balanced and in harmony. So the third is the law of accountability. The law of accountability says it's not only what we do, but also what we do not do for which we are accountable. In this world, it is not that we need to understand laws positively, we need to understand negatively. Vidyamcha avidyamcha, the Ishobanishad says. To understand knowledge, you to have to knowledge of vidya, and you should also have the knowledge of avidya. What vidya will give you benefit and what avidya will make you suffer. Therefore, it is explained that one should come to accountability. And this is wisdom. In fact, Master, as one guru asked his disciples, that what was important? Wisdom or action? Wisdom pata hai na? What is wisdom? To understand knowledge in perspective. Knowledge is like information, is like a resource. When you apply in life, it becomes wisdom. What is important? Wisdom or action? Disciples said, action of course, because if wisdom is there, if there is no action, there is no value. The Guru said, what use is action that proceeds from an unenlightened heart? It's a danger for the society. Therefore, in this day and age, we have people who are armed with no wisdom. And these are the people, very few people, very 1% of the whole world, are the cause of destruction of the entire 99% of the human population. 99% of the human population survives, barely survives and struggles, and 1% of them control the 99%. That is the statistics. Because they control the resources by their power. And therefore the power without responsibility. And therefore this is seen in civilizations which have disregarded principles of culture, humanity, spirituality. They have not survived many ages, many years. This is 79 AD. And 79 AD was the ruins of Pompeii, where there was a very lavish country, lavish state in Italy, where people were so much addicted to illicit sex, indiscriminate consumption of liquor, that people were, it was, prostitution was very, very cheap there. It was very easy to get prostitutes. Very cheap. And the prostitutes were paid also very nicely. So this was the kind of condition. Everything, the whole symbols were so obnoxious in their whole state. And that place was sitting on the base of Mount Vesuvius. A very dangerous volcano. A dormant volcano. And one day it erupted. And practically the whole city of Pompeii, which was the emblem of prosperity and so-called happiness, within few hours was reduced to ruins, dust, and whatever people were doing, whatever, they were actually you can see these poses, they were laid to the dead by the hot volcanic lava. They became practically ash in that condition. So people go there as tourists and they don't stay there for long. His Holiness Radhakrishna Swami was saying. Why? Because the Vesuvius is still burning. It is still brimming. They also can become the part of the tour if they stay there for long, for the next tourist to come. So therefore, this is when we disregard principles of humanity. There are great civilizations like Angkor Wat, the city temple in Cambodia, Cambodge. But because of extravagant use of resources, disregarding nature, that civilization has become now ruins. The average age of the world's greatest civilization has been 200 years, not more than that. The nations have progressed through this sequence. First from bondage to spiritual faith. They had spirituality. From spiritual faith to great courage. From courage to liberty. We can go on expanding. We have liberty. From liberty to abundance, we have so much resources at our hand. But now discretion was given away to selfishness. from abundance to selfishness, and from selfishness to complacency, and from complacency to apathy, and from apathy to dependence, and from dependency back into bondage. This has become our civilization. We are on the phase of selfishness to abundance to selfishness. We are having a lot of things. We have not enough petrol, but by the way. So now we are becoming dependent. From selfishness to complacency. We do not know that peak oil already took place in 1991. That means the highest oil production was in the year 1991. And now it is no longer there. And therefore, soon there are Easter Islands. Huge monolithic structures. But even there, they had indiscriminate logging of, or like destroying of forests. By the destroying of forests, their entire ecosystem was imbalanced, and they lost their means of livelihood, and they had to escape from that place. Similarly, the Mayan Empire also, because of interfactional fighting and loss of values amongst the community, this Mayan Empire also went back into ruins. We have civilizations upon civilizations which actually have not survived. And this civilization that we are in, we are seeing the decline. What will it take humanity to open its eyes, ears and mind to the facts that are taking place? Practically, we are so blinded in the pursuit of these four myths, therefore we cannot see the reality. It is explained that the whole Himalayan watershed is such an eco-sensitive zone. If anything is done outside its balance, it is going to terminate the entire stability of that zone. Probably the glacier, the Gangotri glacier, is receding by kilometers. That means the Ganga will soon stop flowing. There is not much ice remain to melt. And this is not something, most of the time when you hear something many times, we think, इतने साल से चल रहा है अभी हम जी रहे ना अभी हाँ कुछ हुआ हमको पानी मिल रहा है नल से पानी आ रहा है हवा ऑक्सीजन में काफी कंटेंट है पेट्रोल भी चल रहा है 20 रुपया बढ़ गया ज्यादा से ज्यादा क्या प्रॉब्लम पगार भी बढ़ गया ना दिस इज लाइक अ फ्रॉग इन दी पॉट टेम्परेचर धीरे धीरे बढ़ा दिया जा रहा है उसका लेकिन उसको पता नहीं चलता हाँ थोड़ा गर्म हो गया एसी चालू करते हैं एसी से और टेम्परेचर बढ़ रहा है ग्लोबल वार्मिंग बाहर हो रहा है अंदर ठंडा हो रहा है क्या हो रहा है अंदर ठंडा हो रहा है और बाहर गर्म हो रहा है व्हाट इज द कॉज देयर आफ्टर इज गोइंग टू बिकम इन सच अ वे दैट यू विल बिकम सो अकस्टम टू हॉट टेम्परेचर देन यू विल सी इधर मरना ही मरना भी चलेगा इसको एसी में मर गए तो भी चलेगा एसी में मरने चाहिए हमें मरे तो भी अच्छे कंफर्ट जोन में मरे आई लिव्ड अ गुड लाइफ आई डाइड कंफर्टेबली राइट नॉट सो सून In fact, that day is not so soon. Therefore, what's happening in Indonesia fires and Singapore was covered with the whole smog. These are events of yesterday, June 21. These average levels are above 400. And these will be life-threatening to ill and elderly persons. This is Singapore government. So this is what we see in harmony. And therefore, what happens? What we are supposed to do? Like Arjun, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj says, no one is an island. As spiritual warriors, our survival depends not solely depends upon our action, but also on our response to the behavior of others. If we simply remain a mute spectator, then we are participating in the global crime. What are we contributing to the response and the behavior that is causing this great calamity? And therefore Albert Einstein said, you cannot solve the problem on the level of thinking that created it. Greed, lust, exploitation. If these are the tendencies that has created it, these tendencies cannot help solve. We will do carbon credit. Anyone knows what is carbon credit exchange? Right? Okay, you are polluting less. I will buy from you some carbon credits. And I will get the right to pollute. Why? Because we want only 2%, 2 degree rise in temperature. That will maintain. Not that we will want to come to the level of simplicity and will consume less. So, if we can consume less, if we can consume less water, less power, We are a power-hungry civilization. We want power. What power? We want light. We want fan. We want all comforts. More and more and more. As soon as Devan Sanatana was saying that in this bird of this body, on the bird of the body, on the bird that there is in the Bhagavad Gita is explained, one Upanishads. On the tree, there are two birds. The one bird is the eating bird. The other bird is the observing bird. And what is that bird doing? One eating bird is simply eating. The other bird is simply observing. In the modern day economic terms, that one bird is, which is eating bird, is called the more bird. Wants more. Right? And the second bird is the better bird. In terms of economy means, one is more, is good, but two is better. More of that. One is more is good, but having better means two more. And in this way, when we are striving to get more and more and more, the better bird has flown off from that tree to some other tree. The quality of the life has declined and we have simply volume left. Therefore, this is not going to cause the solution, and therefore we need to understand harmony. We need to understand the principles of accountability. We are discussing accountability, C for constitution, our right of self-awareness, H for harmony, harmony with the principles of nature and aligning with them, the principles. And third is accountability. We follow, we excel, we fail, we incur. History is created by human will and destroyed it by two. We will create, and self-awareness assures the culture of reverence and order and our accountability in that sense. In fact, there were some girls in one school in the West. There was always problem that the mirror was always full with lipstick impressions. Always excess. People always use excess. So there was lipstick impressions. So the school principal had a problem to clean them up. So then he announced all the girls to come to the toilet. And there what happened? They showed, actually we have a problem cleaning them, and they showed how they clean. Then the principal told the person in charge, he took a sponge, dipped in the toilet, water, sink, and then cleaned the mirror. This only cleans the mirror very nicely. Next day everyone stopped. Do we need these jokes to awaken to the reality of the fact? I don't think so. We want this kind of thing. We laughed at it very nicely, very good joke. But tomorrow this may be us. And therefore, we know that what goes around comes around right back as earth. At the least expected moment of time. So here, we go for the law of resistance. Therefore, there is resistance in nature. Nothing is very easy. Nothing comes easy. Kuch aasani se milta hai yahan pe. Right? Everything comes after a struggle. Even prasad. Itna sab kuch sunne ke baad prasad milega kya? That is the price of wisdom. Struggle. It is not the work which kills people. It is the worry. It is not the revolution that destroys the machinery, it is the friction. Right? And therefore this friction is going to be there. How we lubricate ourselves very nicely, that is our prerogative. Spirituality is that lubricant, the holy name, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the association of the Vaishnavas, these are the lubricants which help the machine run better. Life is an opportunity, benefit from it. Life is beauty, admire it. Life is a challenge, meet it. Life is a promise, fulfill it. Life is a song, sing it. Life is a struggle, accept it. Life is an adventure, dare it. And life is life, fight for it. Don't take life so casually. And therefore, explain here, Srila Prabhupada wrote to a disciple who actually lost her way in spiritual life to the pursuits of material pleasures, sinking deep into the abyss of illusion and ignorance. So he said to her in a letter that this life of material existence is just like a hard wood. And if we can carve Krishna out of it, that is the success of our life. Else everything is simply a mere struggle with no meaning. So therefore we need to know that we have to carve out a purpose here. We are not here to struggle for the sake of struggle. We are here to struggle for a cause and a meaning. Brahmaji, while creating, only has made the resistance factors. He said, "My dear Lord, all these pure creatures are constantly perplexed by hunger, thirst, severe cold, secretion and bile, attacked by coughing winter, blasting summer, rains and many other disturbing elements, and overwhelmed by strong sex urges and indefatigable time, anger. I take pity on them and I am very much aggrieved for them." Maharaj was saying, Devami Swami Maharaj was saying that when we come to the age of puberty, 15 years, suddenly in men, there is testosterone. These are hormones which become active to the levels of 10 times more. And suddenly when it becomes activated, these chemical agents, you start looking for the opposite gender. You start looking for them in college. If not in class, then in canteen. If not canteen, then garden. If not garden, then on internet. Looking everywhere for it. This is called chemical victimization. How? Because nature created that chemical and you are becoming victim of that chemical. Right? And therefore this is what is happening everywhere. Not that one person is sitting very peacefully. Mere ko kuch nahi ho raha hai. Aisa koi nahi bol sakta. Ki mujhe, main, Prabhupada said to one cab driver, "What is this sannyasi? What Swami? What you are famous for? Why these people bow down to you?" Prabhupada said, "I can sit in a room full of naked girls and not get agitated." He said, "Yeah, that's great. Something really I can appreciate then." So therefore, this humanity is in a consumerist human society is like a teenager, victimized by desires, unfulfilled desires, more, 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 better, 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 and then frustrated, like most of us. Hai, lekin kuch kar nahi pa rahe hum. इच्छा है लेकिन सामने से कुछ हो नहीं रहा है. इंडिया में ना होता तो शायद मैं बहुत कुछ कर चुका होता. ऑस्ट्रेलिया जाना चाहिए. फिर मम्मी पापा और सोसाइटी कुछ नहीं है यहां पे. मैं जो एमएस करना है मम्मी. तो ये, this is testosterone, this chemical. You should know what's causing this sudden education, desires for going abroad, making that leap of Hanuman, going to Lanka. Right? So therefore it is said that character is not built upon victimization, character is built upon resistance. So these are going to be the challenges. We have to resist to assist ourselves to attain the supreme goal of life. And therefore, the humanity when it comes to adulthood, that is what is called resistance to the victimization. And therefore, Kamsa and Vasudev both were in a kind of situation where they were tested. Kamsa was announced that death will come from the 8th child of Devaki at the time of her marriage, her own sister. And he was about to kill. And Vasudev said, "I will give all the 8 sons, let her live." He was not saying, "Abhi thoda time being ke liye bol dete hain, baad mein fir palti maar denge." No, he went back and he honored his promise. Kamsa was transformed by the character of Vasudev. And he became transformed and he said, "Okay, no, I don't want all this. I want 8th only." And then Narada Muni came and said, to activate further competition, he said, "Anyone can be that 8th one." His character again changed. Like a chameleon, changes color. So character which cannot resist the conclusion, when you are always in a threat to your security all the time, you cannot maintain your character because your character is rooted in impermanence. You are fearful because you are not fixed in the conception of eternality. Therefore, to the wrongs that need resistance, to the right that needs assistance, to the future in the distance, give yourself. Make sure that you are able to resist, you are able to assist. Don't resist the right and assist the wrong. Resist the wrong, assist the right, and go the future in the distance. See for the next future coming. Don't be so short-lived, short-term oriented. Give yourselves for that cause. That is Vasudeva. And therefore it is explained that even as water carves monuments of stone, so do our thoughts shape our character. And therefore we need to constantly be in the thoughts of higher consciousness. This higher consciousness is attained by regularly associating with sadhus who are actually imbibing this, who are raising as spiritual warriors the level of consciousness higher than the problems, than the resistance around them. We cannot defeat the resistance, we can simply increase our assistance to the power within. Therefore storms make trees take deeper roots. The adversities in life make a person more greater. Madan Mohan Malviya was a person who actually he went to a king and he said, please make me a donation, I want to build a Hindu university. And he went to the king, king said, no money. He threw a chappal, his shoe, at him. He took that shoe along, not becoming depressed, went to the market and said, this is the king's chappals, auction. The king came to know, mere chappal bik rahe wahan pe, kisi ne 10 rupaye mein le liye, kisi ne 25 mein le liye, to meri izzat nikal jayegi. So he went and told, jao aur sabse highest bidding mein ye chappal leke aao. So he got back his own chappal at a very high price by which he built the Banaras Hindu University. Therefore we need self-control. What man's mind can create, man's character can control. What man's mind can create, dangerous, and man's mind can create only dangerous things. Therefore one needs a character to control the dangers from the one's own mind. And that's why we have here to understand that we have the enemy within. Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked, who are the enemies on their war? He said, my own mind. I need to make own mind. I need to control my own mind. And therefore, ask these questions. Without, when doing anything, stop. Think. Two. Third, what could happen? And then, is that what you want? If you get right answers, suited to your conscience, your inner conscience, and to the words, and the instructions of great souls and the scriptures, if you get suitable replies, then go ahead. Therefore, we need accountability, and we need to resist along with that accountability. It is not what we do that only counts, it is why we do. And nothing great ever was achieved without a struggle. And if you want to go against the current, you have to develop the power to resist. Only when you lift weights regularly, then you develop the muscles. Right? So therefore you have to practice flexing your spiritual muscles, which are dull, which are no dhila. When you see some dhila person, you should know that my spiritual muscles are also like this only, dhila. I need to exercise every day. Therefore chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has to be done every day like flexing muscles, seriously, like a gym. And content is important as container. We need to develop the understanding that we are conscious beings with a conscious purpose. To develop this consciousness, raise higher and higher every day. And self-control gives this power to assist in the course of resisting. Therefore it is said, the law of association. If you associate with the higher energies, you can maintain accountability, resistance and harmony thereafter. Character is so largely affected by association that we cannot afford to be indifferent as to who or what our friends are. Right? Therefore it is explained that tell me who your friends are and I can tell what you will be, who you shall be. Therefore this is This is explained that character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, ambition inspired, and success achieved. There's a person, a samurai, a zen, who killed his master in fit of outrage. And after he killed, he was feeling so guilty. His son wanted to take revenge. But he actually went to the mountains, and there was one huge mountain that was separating two villages. And if he had built a canal, a tunnel between two of them, it would become a great service to the both communities. They could be joined. So single-handedly alone, he started to dig the tunnel under this mountain for so many years to repent for his vengeance, his anger. So this person came, his son, looking for him to take revenge for his father's death. And he saw this person working so hard day and night, just removing a little bit of stone the whole day. And such he had made some progress in the making the tunnel. Seeing this person becoming so selfless and repentant after doing this act of killing, this person went and started to assist this person in building that, in making that tunnel. And after some time, they both together built a tunnel. And they both, then the samurai said, "Now you can kill me. I have done my repentance." After that, that person's, the son of the teacher, his heart was so transformed because he could see the character in the making. And his character also was influenced by the character of this forgiving, of this repentant person. So to be repentant and to be forgiving are the two qualities of character. And therefore, we need to see in the mirror every day. This is explained that once in the office, there was a notice put up in the office at the end of the day that one of very important colleague, he has left his world, and probably he was the one who created so many difficulties for all of you and so many obstacles. So please do come for the prayer. So in a one conference room, his casket was kept, and everyone is supposed to come in, no? And he is the only person who actually stopped you from progressing. So come anyways, be forgiving. Everyone came, brought their bouquets, flowers, caskets, flower things, rings. Now who is this person? And as soon as they went close to the casket, there was a mirror in that casket and they saw themselves. You are the only one who is against you. You are the only one who can stop your own progress. You are responsible for yourself. Therefore, one who has no integrity, no character, cannot make any progress, self-progress. And therefore, one has to be self-inspired. One has to be self-motivated, self-thinking. Whoever is careless with the truth in small matters cannot be trusted with important matters. Right? Therefore, the four features of the mind that we associate with is dullness by information. So much information, so much games. It is said that some children who were playing video games for practically 12 hours. They collapsed because of dehydration and died. One couple was playing games, video games, and they had 1-year-old baby, and they neglected that baby for 12 hours and the baby died. In the game, they got the gift, in the prize, that you get a baby to take care of in the game, while the real baby was living, starving there. So this is the dullness created by stimulations, information, propaganda. Therefore, this is what we have to stop dissociating with. And therefore, whatever impressions we carry, they become dwelling in our mind. This dwelling has to be, has stopped. Knowledge is learning something every day, and wisdom is letting go of something every day. Matlab, jo kaam ka hai, that only we should take, baki ka wo, we should leave it. And therefore, this is what we want. The third is the rationalization. Watch this picture and let us know who is the culprit. That peaceful bear is drinking water. This person has come with a gun. He shoots this peaceful bear, kills him, and then puts in his home as if this was a ferocious animal, dangerous to the man. And he is peaceful here, showing. Are you able to understand this picture? A peaceful animal is being killed by a violent man, a violent human, and then depicted as if The culprit was this bear who wanted to attack him. I was innocent. I had to kill him. He was very ferocious. This is called rationalization of our emotions. We rationalize our emotions and we seek to align something which is very comfortable for our mind, but not suited for our future, not good for the soul. Therefore, rationalization is a process of not perceiving reality, but of attempting to make reality fit one's emotions. And therefore, finally we want someone to understand us. इतना समझ में नहीं है, लेकिन ये समझ में आ रहा है कि बहुत लेक्चर के बाद ही शायद जाना पड़ेगा कोई जो मेरे को समझे. मुझे कुछ समझ में नहीं आया, मुझे कौन समझेगा. Our suffering comes only from our attachment to people and things, our repeated attempts to find something lasting where there is nothing lasting to be found. So therefore, I don't have to explain this much detail. Therefore, Krishna, when Vyomasura came disguised as a coward boy, and he was playing games, where Krishna was playing games with his coward friends, he was stealing the sheep over the coward boys, dressed as sheep. And shepherd over the other group of coward boys. And Vyomasura slowly and stealthily stole away all these boys. Without other gopas knowing. And then sealed them in a cave with a boulder and closed. Krishna, knowing that this Vyomasura has come disguised as a coward boy, immediately caught hold of him. Found that this coward boys were all missing. So many numbers were missing. He caught hold of him and killed Vyomasura. This is bad association. Friends who come disguised as your well-wishers, those who will rationalize your emotions, those who will sympathize with your wants, the media, the friends who actually want you to do what they would like to do. And you also are generally attached to the lower nature. So therefore these are like demons. When you take association of Krishna's devotees, then immediately you're reminded in between that we are getting distracted. And then we come back on the path of... And therefore we need firewall. So that no spy, no virus at the first instance enters. A man without decision of character can never be said to belong to himself. He belongs to whatever can make captive of him. And therefore if we don't have good antivirus programs installed in our mind, our mind will associate with negative energies, and therefore the quality of the thoughts are determined by the quality of our association. We need association regularly. A priest came to a person who was not visiting in the temple regularly, and devotees. So he asked the person, he went, it was a very chilly winter, and he said that this is the fireplace. He was putting this hand and he was warming himself, and then he pulled out one ember out of that one block, one fire, which was actually burning, and put it outside. After some time, that lost contact with fire and it became black. He said, this is the result of dissociating oneself from fire. You lose the quality of fire. Similarly, if we stop associating with devotees, we lose the quality of our thoughts. We are responsible for our choices, and mental discipline is key to forming character. Therefore, consecration. Consecration means you are dedicated to a cause. And what is the cause? The cause is to seek the divine intervention and the divine will. One person asks, what is the miracle of your guru or your village? Your village has such a nice facility. Said, my village, in your village, what is considered a miracle means when God does the will of people. That is a miracle in your place. We prayed for this and God gave it to us. That is the miracle. But in our village, the miracle is that the will of God is done by us. That is the difference in our place. And that miracle we have to achieve to become Arjun-like. To seek, to understand the will of God and to do the will of God. And how to do that? It is said, the illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn and relearn. And I am... Ahmedabad graduate was sent on his first assignment on Hindustan Lever assignment job to a village where he was supposed to market soaps, sabun. And he was told that no help, aapko jo karna hai, aap khud karna hai. So he went in that village, shorts mein jaake. He used to make posters and print and everything and paan ke jagah pe. So one gentleman came with his son and said, 10-year-old son, if you don't study nicely, you will have to do this. So then he came back so humbled. I could not say also who I am. I am Ahmedabad. Usko samjho nahi kya hai wo. Wo bole, I am jhoot bol raha hai. Dekho, ye dekho, aur justify kar raha hai. You will become a cheater also if you say become like this. If you don't read and write. And therefore Krishna says, to those who should show them my special mercy, I dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge, the darkness bound of ignorance. And therefore the best way of self-realization or success is to awaken that fire of devotion within our heart through initiation, through yajna, through surrender to a spiritual master. Success is not a result of spontaneous combustion. You must set yourself on fire first. And therefore we need the Guru, and Krishna himself accepted Guru and himself accepted the shelter of Shandipani Muni. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki Jai. So therefore, this is where we come and take shelter of Krishna through his medium of spiritual master. And path to enlightenment is the path of dedication, and key to shelter is to unlearn, relearn and learn. And knowledge should be accompanied by steady application. So therefore, this is transformation. We are now T-E-R. Transformation of a person starts from inside. If successful, it shows on the outside. A butterfly, a moth, a caterpillar constantly meditates on the moth, on the butterfly. And to the stages of formation of this butterfly, it is so much in that atmosphere of constriction. The beauty of the wings, the power of the creation in such a way, the facility, the whole entire form of the butterfly is formed under great constriction, under a lot of confinement. And when the intensity is strong, when the commitment is sure, the transformation comes out at a ripe time and becomes a beautiful butterfly seeking nectar and transferring nectar from one place to another. That is the transformation that we are seeking. If you open a little bit in between, this butterfly will not develop the power of the wings to fly. Therefore, we need the fire of transformation to so much tempered to that degree by which we will be transformed into a liberated soul to enter, to be qualified to be entered in the spiritual dimension. Iha yasa yarir dase karmana manasagra. Nikhilashu api avastasu jivan mukta sauchyate. You don't have to wait to go to the spiritual world to become liberated. Living now, a life of higher consciousness, a life of transformation, we can achieve that. The story of a person, Varadraj, there was a disciple, this person in Gurukul, a young boy, he was sent to the Gurukul, but he would not learn, he would fail constantly. After 3 years, Guru said, like in government also says, education board, 3 saal ho gaye engineering, chhodo abhi. उसके ज्यादा हम आपको रख नहीं सकते. So the guru also said give up. So he went out. On the way he saw a well. In that well he saw there were so many marks on the sides of the well, on the periphery of the well. And he asked why these marks, and he saw that the ladies were actually drawing the ropes, the water from through the ropes, and because of the action of the ropes on the border of the well, this stone also were laid with impressions, deep impressions. And then he realized something and he went back to the Guru. He said, please give me one more chance. He said, one more chance for you? Okay, take it. And he became so dedicated that he learned from that rope, and he became so qualified that he became a commentator on the Panini Sanskrit grammar, and he has compiled a famous Laghu Kaumudi or Sanskrit Panini grammar. This is Varadraj. He understood that transformation comes by dedication and patience and application. Therefore, we discuss the law of transformation. Transformation comes by, therefore meditation is chanting Hare Krishna is not so easy. It's a mental exercise, and mental exercise is more difficult than physical exercise. Therefore, a person is chanting Hare Krishna very peacefully, using Hare kuch nahi hai to. Uske andar cyclone ghum raha hai. Wo kisko nahi dikhai de raha hai. Wo jap kar raha hai, lekin usko samajh mein aa raha hai ki mera man idhar gaya, udhar gaya, aur khiche ja raha hai wo bas. Jitna jap kar raha hai, aur khich raha hai wo. This is what Krishna telling Arjuna, asking Krishna, my mind is so chanchal, pramathi balavadridam. Therefore, the grace of divine means we are willing to pay the price of determination. And therefore, transformation is an inside-out story. Therefore, we finally need excellence. We should not just become satisfied. Mera ho gaya. I have chanted. I have done my sadhana. I have associated. Done. This is the limit of my achievement. A German person as a sculptor was sculpting idols. An identical idol was there nearby. He said, why are you doing again the same thing? He said, no, that idol has a small scratch on the nose. He said, by the way, where is it going to be placed? Only placed on the top of the 20-foot pillar high, up there. He said, upar kisko dikhai dene wala ki kya wo scratch tha? Koi dekhega bhi nahi usko. He said, I will see, therefore I will not put it there. It is my standard that I have imposed on myself. Not that someone telling me, therefore I have that standard. So excellence means, if I cannot do great things, I can do small things in a great way. There is no excuse for not being excelling because of lack of facility. Therefore, Yamuna Mataji, disciple of Srila Prabhupada, she emphasized, she was cooking items, cooking various food in such a fantastic way that her spiritual master Srila Prabhupada was so pleased with her. And she said that it is because of three things. In anything that you want to excel, there should be quality, there should be purity, and there should be cleanliness. If you do this, then whatever we do for success will come out to be 100% confirmed, successful. Therefore, Albert Einstein has said, it is high time that the ideal of success should be replaced with the ideal of service. Because in service, it is the most purest form, the closest to our existence is service. And therefore we can become completely happy, peaceful and satisfied. And therefore this is possible when we actually combine our head, heart and hands. We need an activism, internal activism and external activism. Head means the people who are intelligent, scientists, scientific bent of mind. They can take the best technology. But then the heart is required, the right intention is required, the right motivation is required, the selflessness is required, compassion is required, patience is required, selflessness. If a very technological, a very intellectual, a very conceptual mind combines with a very compassionate and a motivating selfless heart, coupled with practical hands-on action, then what happens? A great revolution takes place. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is explaining the head, jnana, heart, bhakti, and hands means karma. Knowledge, devotion, and action. We need these three things simultaneously. And when we have these three things simultaneously, then a revolution takes place, which becomes a legacy. And how can revolution take place? Without absence of community. You can't put the cart before the horse. We can't put ideas, or we can't put happiness or success without communities. We are living in a community and we need to have a successful community that is going to be the standard of success. If you become happy and the people around you are in misery, that means you are unsuccessful. You are unsuccessfully happy. And therefore we need such spiritual communities which live in cooperation. That is what Srila Prabhupada made. The Varnashram, the four orders of spiritual and social orders, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmachari, Grastha, Vanprastha, Sannyasi. Two of them want to eat the grass, but they want to eat on the opposite sides. They want their own things. But what is happening? they are not able to enjoy it. Because both are not able to reach it. Both are capable, but both can't reach. So after some time they decided, let us do something together. So they thought, then they both started eating one place. Right? Without any difficulty. And then again, finish the other lot. This intelligence, community intelligence, is what is lacking. And Srila Prabhupada has given that community, international society for Krishna consciousness, in which the whole world can live. We have to create a situation where the whole world can be readily accommodated in a spiritual community where the highest principles of humanity, culture, tradition and legacy are accepted. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada was alone, but he had great faith in the holy name, in the power of his spiritual master's instructions. And with the power of faith, he could achieve a transformation in so many people's heart and a revolution worldwide. Therefore, we are looking for not only a transformation, but also looking for excellence. Strive to see good in everyone. Three requisites for transformation: quality, purity, cleanliness, balance of life, head, heart and hands, and world as a community. We are to live in a world as a community. We have to expand the horizons of our perceptions. And finally, we need a faith as an agent of transformation. Therefore it is said that once you want to replenish, whatever we take, we have to give more than we take. It is said, give more than you receive, then you will keep getting. Therefore, yajna, dan and tapa are the three acts mentioned in the Vedic scriptures. Acts of sacrifice, charity and penance are not to be given up, but to should be performed. In fact, this purify even the great souls. Therefore, it is said, for the act of sacrifice means you should give back to the earth. If we have taken something from the earth, you have to give back more. What have we taken from earth? Kuch nahi liya. Factories are sab kuch. Earth se kya liya humne? Power station se power aa raha hai. Power kahan se aa raha hai? Power hawa se aa raha hai? Jameen se aa raha hai? Kahan se aa raha hai? Huh? It's coal. Devanand Maharaj says that human beings are what? Definition. Flesh-covered machines meant for combusting coal, oil and gas. Machines hai, wo aa jate saath mein, bas, coal nikalo, oil nikalo, gas nikalo, IC engines, thermal power plants and your CNG vehicles. They have just become flesh-covered machines. But we do not know that we are taking so much from nature. What have we given back? Because that production is seen somewhere far off, power plant. We do not know how much we have taken. Kitna aata hai bill mein? Unit aata hai. Unit or bill. Aray, paisa bhar diya na, ho gaya na sab kuch. Haan? Paisa ke nature ko gaya? Nature ko kitna gaya percentage? Anything gone to nature? Nahi, ye bolta hai, nahi, itna percentage nature ko gaya. Baki hum log ne iska power plant ka maintenance ke liye rakha hai. Wo nature ko bhi nahi gaya, wo power plant ko bhi nahi gaya, kisi aur ke khise mein gaya wo. So imagine, we are not replenishing, we are actually corrupting, creating situations for corruption. Therefore, when we don't see how close-knit communities which are sustainable, this planet cannot survive for long. Economy of this world cannot survive or cannot go beyond the ecology of this planet. And therefore, we need the replenishment of the earth. And therefore, this is what to be meant to be the earthbound communities. We come close to nature, not just to enjoy nature, but to give back nature. If we have taken something from nature, we have given more back. And this is possible when we actually visibly see this in our life. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki, Sri Sri Gopal ji ki, Sri Gaurithai ki. Therefore, Prabhupada has given the two base formula: cow protection and agriculture. These two things should be taken up very seriously. Otherwise, we'll need only preachers, doctors, physicians and police people. And then starve throughout. And therefore here we want Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world to create a revolution in our person's consciousness. And with that revolution, to affect the whole world. And therefore, we are so fortunate, just 500 years before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world, and he has given the highest process of attaining love of Krishna. Krishna varnam tisha krishnam sango pangasta parashatam. Yagnar sankirtana prior jajantiya sumedasa. Yagna requires ghee. Ghee is not there because no cows. Cows are going for slaughterhouses. In India, India is the first largest exporter of beef. And who are the culprits? The very people who are actually supposed to uphold the tradition of India. No outsiders. Gandhiji said that England have not conquered India. We have given it to them. You take. Similarly, we have given up our culture willingly in exchange for the Western model. When we take it back, that is replenishment. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the highest possible experience. But that experience has to be shared in a conducive way, in a container which is missing. If we can express this love, and this is what they did, the six Goswamis, whatever they got, they compiled it and they made it into essence and they distributed it to the whole world by compiling the Bhakti Shastras, by giving us character. If you get character, everything is attained. And if character is not there, we lose everything. And here is what we want our next generation. Respectful, humble, polite, gentle humans. Not ferocious technology grabbers. Not everyone having wired with so many mechanisms. And this is the legacy that we are looking forward, a tradition that survives generations. And therefore, what is we can do personally? The third is yajna. First is yajna, second is dan, giving. And third is tapa. Tapa means tapasya, austerity. That means controlling our mind senses personally, what we can do. Brahmacharya, restraining the senses. Sexual restraint, 25 years only allowed in the whole life of 100 years, ideally. So now you can divide 25% only. That much only was there. Rest was restraining. Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And therefore, when we have this simplicity, then our lives become, we have to express this simplicity by globalization of compassion. We are globalization of exploitation now. Right? Now we have to go globalize compassion. Everywhere, every town and village, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted this message to come. But how will this message flow? Through a conduit, a channel of very sustainable, happy living communities with character. And therefore, the third is peace, second is peace, justice and sustainability. You cannot have sustainability without land and cows. You can say, I can have only machines, industry. Not possible. But then, if you don't have just sustainability without land and cows, then you don't have justice without sustainability. Why? Because if there is no sustainability, then there will be always inequality. Some will have more and some will have very less. And when there is no justice, where is the possibility of peace? Because there will be always clashes. And because there is no peace, then there is no progress. And everything depends on some very few people who are aware of all these things. You are the few fortunate ones who have come to the understanding that this is a possibility and we have the opportunity. If you lose this opportunity, it is going to be a great liability for the whole world. Srila Prabhupada said, I am one Indian and I could do this much. You are all Indians, you must do something. Right? And therefore the third is, everyone should be a teacher and everyone should be a leader. By knowledge, no, by example. Right? Teacher, most are teachers here, right? Most are leaders. But why? We want example. And that's why we have this great responsibility of replenishing the earth by serving Mother Nature, Mother Cow. Use only products which are cow products. No use of corporate branding, branded toothpaste, DOs, which actually, pollute the whole earth with CFCs. we have to make small changes in our lives. Right? Maybe uncomfortable now, but comfortable for now, then, for tomorrow and future. And then, if so many trees are being pulled off from the earth for combusting coal, oil and gas, where are the more trees being planted? So where are our contributions? So therefore we must do something to plant more trees, to tell the earth to do something to give back to nature. Replenishment of society, charity of wealth, culture and knowledge. We must share this knowledge in the format of culture and the soul, austerity of body, mind and speech. And therefore, all of these things are made by so many 9 laws, but it can be lost by a single one deviation. Therefore, it is of great responsibility for those who are on this path of spirituality that we tread these laws of character, that we make a difference in our lives and we make it evident to the whole world, to make a worldwide revolution in which the whole world is engulfed with the Hari Naam, Hari Seva and Hari Katha. And that's how Srila Prabhupada's dream will be fulfilled. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great vision will come into being and we want to see it in our very life. And this is possible when we are actually living a life of character based on these 9 laws. Therefore, the civilization, Vedic civilization would be happiness for everyone. Sarve sukhina, sarve santu niramaya. Sarve badrani pashyantu. Ma kashchit dukh apnuyat. Let there be happiness for all. And this is what is called the welfare activity. The greatest welfare is awakening our dormant Krishna consciousness and to express that Krishna consciousness with our talents and creativity, with the proper character. And therefore it is urgency, it is emergency. We don't have much time remaining. And therefore, blissfully chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Chant and make your life sublime. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, just one burning question, if there is any. Yes. Why does Lord Krishna send? Oh, why does Krishna send his cross leg? That's his pose. Someone asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why did Krishna wear peacock feather? You go and ask Krishna. No one stands like that, right? That's a very relaxed pose. You stand like that, you feel relaxed. Krishna is always relaxed because he's always standing in that pose. We cannot stand in one pose because we are not relaxed in any pose. Kabhi aisa, kabhi piche, kabhi baithke tircha. Bhagwan, teen jagah pe bend hoke bhi comfortable hai. Matlab, Krishna can stand in any pose, but he's saying that even the most, sometimes this comfortable pose is the most comfortable for me. So Krishna is ever blissful. He is Sachidanand Vigraha. Right? So I hope lecture samajh mein aaya. Kuch connection nahi tha class se. So sab logo ko kuch samajh mein aaya kya? 10%. Krishna is standing like that. Arre wah. Arre, but Krishna standing, how will you stand now? You stand not like Krishna. Walk normally. Right? Nothing special in that pose, huh? कि सबको ऐसा ट्राई करना है स्पिरिचुअल में जाके हम ऐसा खड़े रहेंगे क्या नहीं सो लेट अस फॉलो द एग्जांपल ऑफ कृष्णा लेट अस फॉलो हिज टीचिंग्स थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर अ पेशेंट हियरिंग हरे कृष्णा श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय
Krishna.